Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am joined by Teen Challenge. And, you know, I know that there are people in the listening audience who face challenges themselves in their lives, either have faced challenges or facing them as we speak. And, you know, the best way to deal with those challenges sometimes, you know, to realize that I can't fix everything in my own life. And that's okay, because life presents so many different challenges that you sometimes need support and help. And that's exactly what's at the root of Teen Challenge. But I want to, again, for those of you who are just joining me, tell you that I'm joined by Ms. Jennifer Harper. She is Associate Director of Teen Challenge. Mr. Bobby Usborne, who is an intern intake specialist, and Ms. Jacqueline
Klein.
Okay. You know, I'm just going to spell it the way it sounds, and then I won't. Okay. And you are an
admission specialist.
Admission specialist. We were talking before we went to break about the cost associated with this. This is in-house, right? I mean, people don't come to you and they get 2 hours of training and then they go back out into the cruel world and try to recover. That's a very difficult undertaking to do. So they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, huh?
Yes.
So how do you begin to finance something that expensive?
Well, I think Ms. Jen said it real well before break, but we have a lot of supporters, and it's all about developing relationships with the community, with the people around us, with the people in the program. We do have a cost, and it'll say that there's a cost in the application, but when somebody's applying, they get tripped up on that, and I'm really excited to tell them, hey, it says that in there, but you don't actually have to pay it. So, right, I mean, we need support. We put together events. We have two major ones coming up. We have a 5K. Come out and support us. I don't know how to spread the word on the details of that.
Yeah, greatlakesatc.com or our Facebook page, Adult and Teen Challenge Great Lakes, has information. It's our first 5K. It's on June 4th. And then we have a golf outing coming up May 9th. And we do events just to bring community in, just so people even know we exist, but also to raise funds. And then also we have some micro enterprises that we do. We've got a thrift store on site, an auto donation program, a greenhouse. So our all the men and women in the program are growing plants for a spring plant sale. We're making candles.
Candles is our newest little enterprise.
How many different facilities do you have in the state?
We have our men's home and women's home in Milwaukee, and there's a women's home in La Crosse, so the far western part of the state.
So if someone who's listening now, and they clearly, with all the things going on in the society now, with all the pressures and that people are faced with today, from COVID to dealing with just wayward family members and all of those kinds of things, how can someone, what is the process of connecting with you guys?
So this is right here. You can call it what you want. You can call it chance, but I believe, so I'm going to call it God. We have been praying for a way to get the word out there, because this is the way I see it. Our world is a hurt and dying world. And I have a teenager myself, 17 years old, and he's following in my footsteps. And it's all about influence. The world is influencing him and taking him away from who he really is as he's trying to grow up and learn about who he is. It's It's just really, really crazy. And the same thing happened to me. I am a graduate of the program, so I can relate on a level to everybody that comes in more than somebody with just a degree from college. Right. And so that's how it works. But when I get a phone call, I try to make the process as easy as possible on them, knowing the fear that they're walking through right now and the uncertainty and the confusion. And so I try my best to develop a relationship with them right away, just real friendly, real soft voice, just love on them, right? That's our basic principle, is love. And I explain the process to them. It's an application. It is a physical and blood work. And then an over-the-phone induction questionnaire of targeted questions, and then schedule them to come in. And for somebody who is out there struggling, I hear it in their voice. That is really hard for them. Really hard. And then you want to try to say that, I don't have a problem. Well, yes, you do, because you can't even get to a doctor. You know, it's really crazy to see with your own eyes from the side that I stand on. So I just try to help them over the phone as best that I can, become their friend and tell them that there's a place for them.
You know, so we live in a society that self-worth is, people question their self-worth. Mm-hmm. And you just have to stop and say, how can it even be a thought that I have to question what my worth is? You're a human being. The worth is the same. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you're on top of the world or whether you live on the bottom of the mountain. Your value was given to you the day you were born. That's all of us.
Yeah. Amen.
But I know when you fight that struggle and you're going through these types of things, you say, well, my life doesn't have any value. Mm-hmm. And we live in a society where value is based on things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
What I have, you know, how many letters I have behind my name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. how many zeros I have, you know, in my bank account. You know, and so you've got to be able to get people who are sometimes at their lowest ebb uplifted enough to find value in themselves. That's not an easy thing to do, is it?
No, it comes up so much too, because what you say is so true. We have value, but sometimes, especially when we're younger, maybe people have not been treated with that value, and it starts to implant this thinking, maybe I'm not worth anything because this person didn't value me. It could be someone that was meant to care for them and protect them that abused them. We see that a lot. I think Bobby mentioned really trying to get down to the root, because some of the behaviors that don't make sense are because we've buried the why we do it so deep we don't even know. And so getting in touch with having a relationship with God, our creator, the one who created us, knows us, loves us, and wants to bring us up to the very best version of ourselves, of who we were meant to be. And there's freedom there.
You know, there are people who will say, well, I don't, you know, let's not bring God into it, right? I mean, we live in a world today where people really don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about a higher power. And even if you don't want to call your higher power God, whatever that higher power is, you have to realize that there's something. Well, you don't have to, but you, I choose to believe that there's a power greater than myself, and that impacts and affects my life on a daily basis. Whatever you call that higher power is up to you. But let's talk about when you bring these people in, and people who are broken, because nobody comes there who's not broken, right?
Right.
You know, and so they've, in many instances, harmed their families, their loved ones, their partners, their own children, maybe not even realizing that has taken place. And sometimes that makes it even more difficult to correct it, the guilt that people feel. How is that, Jacqueline? How do you begin to overcome those things? It's not an easy process, is it?
Absolutely not. A real challenge, which we're up for, by the way. So Basically, people come into the program, and one of the targeted questions on the induction questionnaire is, you do realize this is a Christian program and you will be reading the Bible every day. And most of them say yes, even though they don't know what Christianity is. I didn't know. I didn't have a relationship with the Lord when I came in. And we don't force anything on anyone, but we create an environment for them to learn something new. Basically, when you're at your wit's end, the doors are open, even if it's just a little tiny crack. And when you call it the right name, he comes in and he works and he moves. And so providing that environment, a safe environment for them, to tell them that they're worth something, to love on them. And basically, it just happens all on its own. They start to realize that, hey, maybe some of this is true. And you get a lot of resistance. Some are more hard-headed than others. And you know, I'm actually at a loss for words right now. I'm thinking about our home and the women in the home, and basically, once you tell them that that you love them, it just starts to work.
So you talk about the women.
Yes.
And let's talk about the difficulties in a mother who has made this decision, and she's got children. Young children, and she's got to go into a program that takes her away for an extended period of time. What happens with the children? This is not, people need to understand, it's the difficulties that are involved in getting yourself right? And the kinds of decisions. What happens with the children, jobs, all of those different things that people have to navigate through in order to even begin to get in the program. It's not an easy undertaking.
Absolutely not. And the woman that you're talking about is me. I'm a mother of three children, three boys, 17, 5, and 6. And I left my boys to go all the way to New York to find healing and to find hope and to find God and to find
so
a better life.
So I want you to hold that thought, because
yes.
I don't want to cut it off as you get into it. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is our number. I'm joined by Teen Challenge. You two can join us. We'll be right back.